A big metal roof just came off of a shed over a dumpster. A tree 30 feet high is about to topple over.
If it keeps on raining, love is going to break.
I have what can only be described as bullet holes in the window in the room where I'm at. You can hear the debris hit the window with the sort of ping.
When the levee breaks, have no place to stay.
There was a sigh of relief. Then the break in the levee in New Orleans starts filling with water.
With these assets, we're going to do that. So,
But second, when you say that we shouldn't listen to rumors, these are things coming from reporters who have not only covered many, many other hurricanes, they've covered wars and refugee camps.
Well,
I mean, these aren't rumors. They're seeing thousands of people there.
I have not heard a report of thousands of people in the convention center who don't have food and water.
Every person in that convention center, we just learned about that today.
Sir, you're not telling me.
Those bodies that are there.
Sir, you're not telling me you just learned that the folks at the convention center didn't have food and water until today, are you? You had no idea they were completely cut off?
Paula, the federal government did not even know about the convention center people until today.
Thousands of people are continuing to evacuate the city that is essentially in ruins as the water and the floods continue.
Red Cross has not been out there since day one.
Just straight about to die in New Orleans. That's what we're about to do. Everybody in here is about to die.
There have been so many horrific reports. The one about people drowning in their homes is about as devastating an image as any.
Still marooned on the interstate, the only advice police gave her, she says, move the body further away so it wouldn't smell.
I just watched a suspected looter come out of a store where the glass is all broken out.
I can't afford it anymore.
Prices here jumped 40 cents a gallon since Tuesday, 50 cents a gallon in Ohio, 30 cents in Maine.
I just watched a suspected looter come out of a store where the glass is all broken out.
I don't think anybody anticipated the breach of the levees.
Local officials in Mississippi said hundreds may have died, and then Louisiana community leaders said they believe thousands of bodies had not yet been recovered.
You just found out about it today. Don't you guys watch television? Don't you guys listen to the radio?
We learned about it factually today that that's what existed.
Mr. Bush had Air Force One fly over hundreds of miles of the Gulf Coast.
Come on, Bush. He could do better than that.
Help us!
And there's trouble up here on this bridge for these people. And all these little children and babies, man. You go down there, you're going to see nothing but people with a little bit of babies. You're going to see old people sick, man. You know, we need help up here.
There is no purpose for government except to improve the lives of its citizens, yet as scenes of horror that seem to be coming from some third world country flash before us, official Washington was like a dog watching television. It saw the lights and images, but did not seem to comprehend their meaning or see any link to reality.
Thank you.
you know, we're underprivileged anyway. This is working very well for them.